So any one of the readings today would be ample enough to serve as a great point of meditation. Just the depth and the richness of the revelation of God and His plan for His people is just abundant this morning in the readings. If we go to that first reading from Sirach, from the Old Testament, it sets the stage. It talks about the free will, our choices, our ability to choose, and then the consequences of our choice. So when we get to the gospel, there's some kind of a harsh language, this harsh teachings of Jesus. It's easier to take those when we realize that we have a choice. And then when we read and listen to St. Paul, where he says, and you know, he's basically saying that they used to say that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, it hasn't even entered into the mind of God or the mind of man where God has planned for His people. But then he says, but the Spirit has revealed it to us. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the anointing that has come upon us through our baptism, through the life of grace that we live by choosing to be faithful to God, to His church, and to her commandments, the Spirit of God is within us, making us able to choose the right thing so that the hard choices from the gospel aren't hard. They're a desire, and as we sang in that opening song, and as the responsorial psalm says, to have the eyes of our hearts opened, to see the truth, to see God, to see Him as He truly is, and His desire for our life. As we continue our readings through the Sermon on the Mount, we remember we started where He says, the pure of heart shall see God. Shall see God. That's our desire. That should be our desire, to see God. Ultimately in heaven forever, when we face judgment, to get to heaven, to be with Him face to face forever. But in the meantime as well, as we seek to live within God's will every day of our life, that we have the ability, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to see God today. Of course, we see Him sacramentally in the Holy Eucharist. We see Him in the works of charity in our brothers and sisters. We see them in the face of the poor and the forgotten. With a pure heart, we can see God. And again, as we see God, as we seek God, the hard sayings of the gospel are easy to take. Because Jesus is speaking with authority. You know, he's on the mountain giving the new law, which harkens back to Moses receiving the Ten Commandments. But in the Old Testament, when the prophets would speak for the Lord, they would finish with saying, the Lord saith. The Lord has said these things. Today, Jesus is saying, but I say to you, He's speaking with authority, giving the new law, and reminding the people that the old law won't pass away. He didn't come to take the law away. He came to fulfill it, to perfect it, to bring it to its natural end, which is the pure heart. That the laws, the rules, the boundaries that we have in the commandments are, as we heard in the first reading, to give us life. And if we choose those commandments, if we choose to follow God, then we have life. If not, we have death. And what Jesus is saying in the gospel, whatever it is in our life that's keeping us from saying yes to Jesus with the fullness of our heart, the fullness of our person, cut it off. Of course, he's speaking, you know, exaggerated hyperbole when he's talking about pluck out your eye and cut off your hand. Maybe today he would say, like, throw away your smartphone. Cancel your digital cable subscription. Stop following the posts on social media that's making you so angry and lose your peace. Stop the illicit romantic relationships in your life. And he would say these things that are applicable to our life today. Get rid of whatever is in your life that's keeping you from saying yes to Jesus. As St. Paul reminds us, the Spirit of the living God is within us, revealing to us what those things are, and he's equipping us. The Holy Spirit equips us to say yes to Jesus and to say no to the devil, no to the evil one, no to sin, no to self. And Jesus is, we can say, upping the ante, because he's asking for the full commitment of our lives. He wants everything, and he won't stop pricking our conscience until we say yes to him. Because it's in that where we have true freedom. We reject the moral law of the church because we think it hampers our freedom. But for those who have said yes and allow the church to form your conscience, you know where true freedom lies. It's by saying yes to Christ, to his commandments, and to his church. So whatever it is in your life that might be keeping you from going all in, make today the day you commit to getting rid of it. You know, Lent will be starting in a couple of weeks, a great time to enter into those penitential practices to purify our heart, by which, through which, we see God. So let these kind of hard sayings be a spur for us. Let our consciences be pricked. Because there's no greater joy than a life lived in radical discipleship with Jesus Christ. It's what we're made for. It's what we long for. It's what we need. So as we sang, as we began the Mass, let us beg the Lord to open the eyes of our hearts. Because we truly want to see him. Amen.